And somebody about like old Derek Arrowood. What grade's Derek in, Mr. Shirley? Eighth grade. Brittany Young, second grade. Reading and all that on a 10th and 11th grade level. And you say, tell us about the bad ones. No. I'll tell you about the good ones. What fool going to tell you about the bad ones? Now, we thank the Lord for our kids. They've done real good. And thank God for them. Amen. Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. Now tonight I'm just going to read this scripture. Most of you know it. And I'm going to make some comments because this is what's on my heart. I've been teaching on the book of Titus and chapter 2. And I was trying to say two things at once. And chapter 2. And last night I felt like the Lord laid on my heart to talk about fasting. I hadn't done that in a long time. And fasting is, of course, when we do without food, that when we're burdened about something and we do without physical nourishment in order that God might hear our prayers about a certain situation or thing. If you have never fasted, I'd strongly encourage you to do it. The Old Testament saints did it. The New Testament apostles did it. Jesus did it. Paul did it, church age, under grace. It is absolutely scriptural. Old Testament, New Testament, church age, any age you want to look at. It's good for you physically. Somebody told me the other day, they said, well, them kids need 3 meals a day. I don't believe it, a bit more than I'm standing here. Especially no more than we do nowadays. It won't hurt you always, but you don't have to have it. I think it's good physically. If you never heard of J. Hal Smith is way up near close to 80 years old now. I don't really know how old he is. He's way on up there. He's preached more times, sermon-wise total, than any man living, they say. Over 70,000 sermons. J. Hal Smith has had periods in his ministry when he fasted 40 days, just like they did in the Bible. Brother Doug Fisher, who was here, did that. I've never did that or nowhere close. I know some people in our church that have went a long time. But Brother Smith said, when he fasted 40 days, he said, by the time his fasting time was up, he said his skin was like a child. He said his tongue was pink like a baby. Every blemish on his body, like a spot on you or anything, went away. He said it totally cleanses your body physically. And a good doctor will tell you it is good for your system just to do without once in a while and have maybe nothing but water in it to just flush you out once in a while. You get all that junk in there, man, and just cramming food in there, food. We don't even give ourselves time to get hungry again. We're making plans at dinner, what we're going to eat for supper. At supper, we're saying, what am I going to get tomorrow evening? We don't even really, some people go, and you ride around for an hour and a half, uptown, passing the restaurants, can't figure out where they want to eat. You ever do that? What do you want? Oh, I don't know. You want to go to steakhouse? Nah. Oh, little Sienna? Nah. About pizza? Nah. I'm not in the mood for it. I don't know what I want. I know what you want. Nothing. You don't want nothing. You ain't hungry. Do without. Don't eat a bite. Let's see. What is this? Wednesday night. Don't eat a bite from now to Friday morning. Not one bite. Really, I'm serious. They won't hurt you. Don't eat a bite from now to Friday morning. And I promise you, Friday morning it won't take you 30 seconds to figure out what you want. You won't go to the refrigerator and stare and say, nah. You'll grab the first thing you see, son. Old pork chop. It's been in there since this evening. Will look mighty good Friday morning. And I tell you, we're Americans. We're eating ourselves to death. We really are. And I believe in fasting. I believe the Bible teaches it. And tonight, I want to talk about it. And I'm going to ask you to fast for whatever it is that you want God to do in your life. And I'm going to ask you to fast for me, that God will do what He wants to do in my life. I want God's will to be done in my life. Amen? Don't you? Buddy, I don't want the devil's will to be done in my life. I don't want Danny's will to be done in my life. Neither one of them ain't no good. I would like for God's will to be done in my life. And the only way we can do it is see to it that our lives are in line with God and dedicate ourselves to Him. You know, I tell everybody, I said, man, I got to stand up in front of them people. My kin folks, this has been a dream of mine for 10 years. My dad would have been beside himself with joy to know what we're doing week after next. I just can't believe it that it's really, I used to think about that place and I thought, one of these days, I'm going to go up there and preach. And I thought, well, you know, it wouldn't happen. We'll get run out of town or shot or something. And I can't believe that they're actually advertising it for us. A tent's really been. This is an answer to prayer and a vision and a dream that I've had for a long time. I sure would hate to stand up there and shoot blanks. That's the only chance I probably ever get to preach to my lost family. And not just my family, but other young people that's going to be there. OLC on that prayer list there. That boy needs prayer. Lion Bill. He runs a car lot. And the name of the car lot's Lion Bill's Car Lot. It's really, I'm telling you the truth. One thing about it, if you get burnt, it's your fault there, buddy. He said, I told you, you've seen the sign. If it falls apart going down the road, you ain't got nobody to blame yourself. You buy a car from a man named Lion Bill. But listen, I don't want to stand up and shoot blanks. I don't want the youth choir to stand up there and say, still takes the blood, you know, like that. Lordy mercy, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This ain't one of them meetings where we're going to go and get a blessing off the crowd. You ever noticed, I'm sure Brother John can tell you, this is wrong. Our adult choir does it, and the youth choir does it. Sometimes our adult choir will be singing, and the congregation gets excited, then the choir gets in on it. And I'm glad you do get in on it, but you shouldn't have to get your blessing off the crowd. You should be prayed up when you go in the prayer room and come out with the blessing on you. Amen? And that's where this meeting's going to be. It's going to be one of them where we're going to have the blessing on us because it ain't going to rub on us from them. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but I really believe that. I hope it just God gets in there to where they get in on it. But I want us to think about this and fast according to the Word of God. There's some fasting in the Bible that didn't do one bit of good. And you sure, if you're going to go to all that trouble and have a bellyache and get dizzy and headache and everything else, you might as well do it right and let it do some good. It's good for you. You'll lose weight. Somebody said, well, the doctor said you're supposed to have 3 balanced meals a day. He's a crazy doctor. First of all, because most of y'all don't even sweat in your job. You work in an air-conditioned office. You don't run. You don't exercise. And 3 big meals a day is probably too much. And second of all, in the Bible, it's bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. That's right. That's what they did. Bread, 2 meals a day. And if people sweat, it'd be a little bit different. But people don't sweat no more. That's why our cholesterol. You can, if you run a lot, and we got some people in here that run. Brother Mike runs all the time. Don't you still run, Brother Mike? And Debbie Newton. Debbie, you ought to have seen her out there yesterday. She could about keep up with me on a dead run. Now, she's flying out there, man. Old woman like her. No, I'm just kidding. She was running out there. I don't even know how old she is, but she's not that old. But she was out running them high school girls. And she runs all the time, and some of you others run all the time. And man, if you run a lot or do something real physical, get you real tired, you'll burn, get that cholesterol out of you and that salt and all that stuff. But if you don't do nothing, it just piles in there and kills you. And so physically, fasting is good for you. Mentally, fasting is good for you. You know how I know it's good for you mentally? Because on the day that I fast, every time I'm preaching revival, the day that I fast, and it's usually Wednesday, the day that I fast, I can think faster. Yeah. See, I'll be at home, the devil will say, now, Danny, I'll say, what? He'll say, I before I realize it's the devil, I'll say, what? And he says, you got to stand up and preach tonight, and it's not good for you to do without food like this because you need all the strength and energy you can get to be a blessing to them people. So you should go ahead and eat. And I say, no, I'm not going to. I told the Lord I was going to fast today. And he said, all right. Then people are going to be cheated out of a blessing. It's going to be your fault. It's because you're trying to be spiritual. And I say, no, I guess I am trying to be spiritual. Lord, forgive me of that. But I'm still going to fast. And you know what? When I get up and start preaching that night, son, I feel like I could throw that pulpit in the back of the church. Energy comes from somewhere. And I just spit it out just like that. And remember things, and it just seems like you can... Do you know food will make you sluggish? You don't believe it? Hey, you got to eat a big dinner. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to go lay down. Kick back for a little while. It'll put you out, man. That Chinese food, I can go eat a big pile of that rice, and I ain't no good for 3 hours. After that, it'll put you out. But fasting will help you to think clear. Fasting's good for you mentally. Fasting's good for you physically. And now let's see where it's good for you spiritually. Look at chapter 58, verse 3. Isaiah 58, verse 3. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. I'm just going to read this scripture, and I'm going to comment on it. We'll be through. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? They say, God, we fasted, and it ain't done no good. And he said, you know why? Because in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. In other words, they defeated their purpose in fasting because they was finding pleasure during their fast. That's why a lot of times during fast, I won't let myself... A lot of time, you know, like even watching a ball game or do anything like that. Not trying to be super spiritual, but I think this ain't a time to give pleasure to my carnal wants or my flesh in any way. That's why the Bible said, husbands and wives, refrain from each other for a time. If you're praying and fasting and stuff like that, then come together again. The devil don't tempt you. Remember over there in 1 Corinthians, you abstain from all fleshly desires and anything to bring your flesh under subjection and ask God to help you. Now, they were doing it for the wrong reason. Verse 4, behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Now, that was the wrong kind of fasting, but it tells you the reason for fasting. The reason for fasting is to make your voice to be heard on high. That's a good definition for it. We want God to hear us. Have you ever tried to pray and you couldn't pray? Have you ever tried to pray and it was just, you couldn't concentrate, it's fuzzy? You couldn't even keep your mind? I have lots and lots of time. I'll tell you what to do about it. Do without a meal or two, and first thing you know, it'll clear up. Just like turning on defrost on your windshield. It clears up. Now, verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bull rush and spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and acceptable day unto the Lord? And then the Lord tells you the reasons we fast. Here they are. Verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? He said, when you fast, here's what you fast for. Number one, to loose the bands of wickedness. Let's stop and think about that. I want to underline that there in your Bible. To loose the bands of wickedness. Now that word bands, it's like sometimes you're just bound up like with rubber bands all the way around you and you're tied up. It might be an addiction, a habit, something that's just got you bound up, and you say, man, I can't quit, I can't quit, I can't quit. I'll tell you the way to quit is fast about it. When you fast, God breaks the bands of wickedness. Now, I ain't a girl, so I don't know what to tell y'all, but I know how men are, and I'll tell you, I know how you young men are, and I know the devil gets you bound up. A lot of times these young men, they come in and say, Brother Danny, I'm just... The devil's driving me crazy, and I ask the Lord to forgive me, and he puts these old evil thoughts in my mind, what am I going to do? I tell you what to do. Starve that flesh, son. Starve it. See, if you fill it full of shrimp and baked potatoes and steak and everything, that flesh is just going to get more and more and more wicked desires. But if you say no to it, and say no, you ain't getting what you want. No, flesh. You ain't bossing me around. First thing you know, that wickedness will start going away. What does the Bible say? He that hath suffered in the flesh hath what? Ceased from sin. Now that don't mean them same desires ain't going to hit you the next day or the next day. But I'll tell you what, if you want loose from a sin you can't get loose from, fasting's the way to do it. Amen? Somebody say amen right there. That's what it says, to loose the bands of wickedness. Now, I'd say there's bands of wickedness in Kermit, West Virginia. I don't know who. Here's the way I am, and y'all know me. I'm not bragging about this at all. I'm not nothing to brag about. I'm not a long faster, but I am a regular faster and have been for years and years. It's good for you. I believe in it. If it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't for my day of fasting, I'd just keep eating more and more and more, because every time your stomach stretches, you want a little bit, it takes a little bit more to fill you up. Then on the day you fast, it goes and shrinks back up. And you just eat a little bit and you're full. That's right. And then you stretch it. And then you stretch it and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You don't believe your stomach stretches? I know people that had half their stomach took out. And still it gets big again. It sure does. Sure does. Now, there's bands of wickedness in West Virginia. That place is oppressed with demonic spirits. I mean, there ain't no doubt about it. Demons are out there. You hear all kinds. They told you about Benny Ray. Benny Ray lives out from my cousin. And Benny Ray, they said, played Dungeons and Dragons, and they think he went crazy. I think something else happened to him. Because he'd come out there with a butcher knife and was out, you know, and walking around in the middle of the night, and he won't take a bath and won't, you know, he's weird, man, weird. Something got a hold of him. Something bad has got a hold of him. One of the girls that, his mama actually told me, my cousin, daughter, said she got the Michael Jackson album. Was it the CD? Which one was it? Thriller? Thriller? She got that, was it Thriller? Something like that. I forgot. Seemed like that's what she said. Did it have a demon on it or something? Anyway, she got, I think, Michael Jackson's CD. And she told her, she said, honey, that's bad stuff. You better leave that stuff alone. And said that girl took it in her room, started playing, you know, and everything, and CD player. And said that girl started playing things bother her at night. And she said she'd scream and wake scared to death. And she said there was this little yellow man, or outline of a figure, little short guy. That's the way they all are. UFO occupants, all of them. They're always short like that. And they said, she said this little yellow dude was appearing in her room and scaring that teenage girl to death. And said she was flipping out, man. She was crying and scared. And finally, mom came in there and said, what'd you do that Michael Jackson CD? And she said, it's been in my CD player for weeks or something. And then she said, let's just get rid of that and see if it helps. And they went in there and got it. And they picked it up. And there was that outline of that little yellow thing on that Michael Jackson CD. And they threw it away in the trash can, you know, and all that. And you say, well, I don't know about stuff like that. You know why me and you don't see nothing like that? Because we're in light. And we got a lot of Bible sense, and they don't fool with us. But people that are not in the light have contact with spirits like that. And they're in darkness. And brother, somebody needs to go in there with a power. We're not going to go in there and sing them a little song or two. And I mean, you know, I go all over the place and preach, and I get up and preach, and you know, I can give my outline and some stories and illustrations and stuff, and everybody say, yeah, that's good preaching, Brother Daniel. You know, they just expect it, and I expect it, and all that. But it ain't going to work like that here. It's going to have to be God. It's going to have to be the power of God that does it. And fasting is a way to get that. Now, the second thing fasting does in verse 6, it says to undo heavy burdens. To undo heavy burden. Some of you tonight are carrying a heavy burden about something. I tell you how to get rid of it. Don't pet your flesh. Starve it. I've had heavy burdens before, and you know what you do when you get a heavy burden? You naturally want to pet your flesh and give it everything it wants. Don't you? Well, I just want to get away for a while and just go on vacation. That ain't what your flesh needs when you got a heavy burden. You don't need a vacation when you got a heavy burden. You need to fast and pray that God will lift that heavy burden. Amen? To undo heavy burdens. Now, some of you got some heavy burdens. Financial, physical, your marriage. Boy, one of the most miserable shapes you can get in is being a miserable marriage and fussing all the time at home. I know a lot, maybe some of you have never been through that. But I'm looking at just about everybody in here I can see has been through some problems at home and marriage. Son, that is a miserable way to be when it ain't nothing but war in the home. You been there? I know many of you have. You know what to do when it's like that? Fast and pray, and God Almighty is the one that can intervene in a situation like that. But then let's look at the rest of verse 6. And to let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There again, You want to get sinners delivered from the power of the devil? Fast. And that you break every yoke. Bottom of verse 6. Now look at verse 7. And this is what we're going to be trying to do. This is what we do in our bus ministry. This is what our church does. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Mm-mm. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? You're supposed to help poor people. You're supposed to help hungry people. And fasting is what will get us in the frame of mind to help other people. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. He said, when you do all these things, and you get in a humble frame of mind, so that I can bless you, and so I can set you free from that sin that binds you up, and so that I can deliver you, he said, here's what will happen. Man, this is what I want. This is what we need. This is what our church, this is what churches all over America need right here. Verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health. You want to be healthy? Fast, man. Fast. That's the way to get healthy. Get healthy? Fast. Thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. You say, boy, I'd love to do that, preacher. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth the finger and speaking vanity, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then thy shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of waters, water whose waters fail not. Man, he said, when you get right where you need to be, you can just call and he'll say, I'm right here, what you need. Have you ever been like, have you ever felt like you could just call on the Lord and he'd answer you just like that? I have. I've been there a few times where I thought, anybody need anything? Okay. God help them do this right now. Boy, the Lord just do it just like that. You say, man, I'd love to be there, preacher. Here's the way to do it. Here's the way to do it. Prayer and fasting through his name. Now, let me make this clear. We don't impress God by anything we do. Our righteousnesses are as what? Filthy rags. It's not like, boy, I'm going to be so good. God's going to... No. That's not what it's about. What this is that we are getting sincere with God, and we'd rather have God's blessing than satisfy our own flesh. In other words, you get serious with God, he's going to get serious with you. You play with him, he'll play with you. You fool around, he'll fool around. You get honest and sincere, he'll be honest and sincere with you. Amen? To the forward, he'll show himself forward. Amen? That's what the book said. And to the contrite and heart and broken spirit, God's going to bless you and give you what you need. I'm asking, ladies, don't let Brother Danny put this on your heart. If the Lord put it on your heart, please fast. Next week or the week and the week we're up there. Maybe you're not going, but if you could fast. I know Miss Becky is planning on going to the camp and staying a few days, Sunday night. Is that right, Sunday night? And she didn't even want me to mention this. It's not something but she wanted to go out there and just pray like some of the ladies have done before. And God honored that the last time our ladies did that. God honored it. And boy, for some of you ladies would like to go out there and school be out, maybe some of you girls just, you know what you can do? You take a whole day and don't do nothing but take your Bible and open it up and read and pray. In fact, that whole day. And you tell me at the end of that day if you don't feel cleaner on the inside and close to God. It'll work. Amen? Amen. It'll work. So I'm asking you to fast and do without and pray. Not just for Tug Valley. Of course, although that, you know, that's got my mind consumed right now. You know that. I mean, that's very evident. But for your families, our kids, our school, camp, church, all these things that God will just get a hold of and bless.